Now, if you had a list of 100 things to see in the Kimberley, it would possibly be a dream list. If you needed to compile that list yourself, I think you'd face a really tough challenge to fill it, because you'd end up with so many more things on that list. Kununurra-based tour guide Scotty Connell and his sister Liz decided to come up with an ultimate list themselves, and the challenge was what to leave out. Having grown up in the Kimberley, the Connell family has a lifetime's connection to the tourism industry, so the 100 things on this ultimate list are the ones they love, and they know you will too. Tonight, Scotty launches this new guidebook. It's called 100 Things to Do in the Kimberley. And Arnold Schwarzenegger even has an advance copy. Hello, Scotty.
Yeah, g'day. How are you going?
I'm very well. How did the Governator come to have this book?
I was actually passing through Melbourne and catching up with a friend, and he was in doing some interviews with him the following afternoon and said, "You've got to stay. We'll get a book in his hands." But yeah, why wouldn't you? That's a once-in-a-lifetime right there. So that was unreal.
And certainly the grin on your face as you stand next to Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think that is absolutely priceless. But what prompted you to make this list, the top 100?
Yeah, I think from my perspective, it's really the educational of cruising around Australia and selling the Kimberley to people and all the wonderful things we've got to do, and people just not having any idea where we are or what we've got to offer. So for me, it was really important for the rest of the country to be able to see what we've got on offer and to link the East and the West Kimberley together with the Broome products and the Kununurra products, but also the Kimberley coast and the interior, of course, the Gibb River Road and the desert country to the south and the Tanami. So to bring all of that together into one book, I felt was important to do. We didn't have it yet. And, it's been an unreal task. It's been a lot of fun.
It sounds incredibly difficult because you've almost got the option of, say, 5 more sequels to have 600 top things to do in the Kimberley. So tell us a little bit about some of your favourite things on the list.
My favourites on the list are Honolulu at the Bungle Bungles. Is definitely one of my favourites. The Mitchell Plateau, the Mitchell Falls, Cable Beach, which I grew up on, is always a home favourite. It's you know, every day is better than the next on Cable Beach. Signet Bay up the peninsula. It's sort of the list goes on. Home Valley, you know, all these places. The list really does go on, so it is hard to sort of nail it down. But yeah,
Scotty, did your friends and family have a good old debate and chin wag as you tossed around things to put on the list and things to chuck off the list?
Yeah, certainly towards the end there, because I did have to knock a few and put a few extras in and sort of make it so it was easy for the reader, especially the East Coast readers that really are yet to find out whether we're in actually in Western Australia or the Northern Territory is always the biggest thing. People say, "Oh, Kimberley, yeah, I've been to the Northern Territory and haven't got there yet." And it's like, hang on, we're Western Australia, right? So let's get that started. So yeah, certainly did.
And do you think that you'll come up with more, like a sequel? Because I don't know how you managed to stop at 100.
No, it's a tricky one. And it really was. There was 200. And I could sit down right now and write another 200 without any problem whatsoever. I think the next one's more about the stories of the people that live within those places is something that's probably a bit more on my heart for the next book.
And Scotty, how do you think it will help visitors or even locals plan their holidays?
Well, I actually don't know of anyone that's done all 100 myself. So I think from a local's perspective, it's exciting to look through and see a few things on the coast that they might not have known exist, especially if they're not on social media. I mean, we've been doing this stuff on social media on the Kimberley Australia Instagram for the last 4 or 5 years, and it's been really successful. But, yeah, for locals to be able to see some extra stuff around the Kimberley, but for the tourists and the people coming from the east and the south, to gain an understanding of where everything is. It's broken up into those chapters of the Gibb River Road and the North Kimberley, the East, the West, that sort of thing. So it definitely helps out, yeah.
I wonder if there'll be a little bit of rivalry amongst folk. You know how in bird books you tick the bird off when you see it? Will people be ticking off the list as they go and it'll be a race to get to 100?
Yeah, so that's part of the plan. There's a section on most pages for notes to be written about the different areas. And, I'd love to see people doing the full 100. I'd love to meet or hear from somebody that has done the 100. That'd be really cool, because there is some things that are out of the way a little bit on there and that sort of stuff. And, I mean, there's so much to do. The Kimberley's massive. You know, it's just There's so much to do. It's a lifetime.
Is there a couple of little secrets or off the beaten track spots that you've included?
Yeah, there is, and they're really tricky to include those. And I guess that was the thing at the end where it's like, do I put this spot in there or do I not? There's a few spots that are really special to me. I've been going there since I was a teenager, into a couple of those, and I was debating within myself whether to put them in there. So, yeah, there's a few that I can almost guarantee you every time to my clients when we go there that we're going to happen to ourselves still, and they're in the book.
I'm speaking to Scotty Connell. He's a Kununurra-based tour guide, and tonight he launches 100 Things to See in the Kimberley, and it's been a really tough list to compile, and a beautiful book is going to be launched in Perth, but you've got some special guests, I believe, attending. Any secrets or any things planned tonight, Scotty?
Yeah, there's a few actually, but I'm really not going to let on about those yet. It really is a celebration of the Kimberley that I've organised in Fremantle. It's at the More and More Cafe. When I say celebration of the Kimberley, we've got David Pigram playing Kimberley tunes. We've got Matzo's beers. We've got Pearls from Signet Bay. We've got fridges and giveaways from Ironman 4-Wheel Drive. And Johnny Corpus from Broome, one of the Yaru boys, he's going to have all his images on the wall. And we've got Dave Morrell actually is coming to do a poem, which is really exciting.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so there's a few different things. And, we've got Penny Arrow, who's going to be emceeing, and she's going to bring all this together around 7:30 for the formalities, and people flying in from all over the country for this. So I'm really excited. There's about 250 people coming along, and there's still room for a couple extras.
You'll squeeze them in. Look, I'll let you go. I know you have a big day planned, but thanks for giving us a little bit of an insight into this beautiful new guidebook, 100 Things to See in the Kimberley.
Thanks so much, Vanessa. Appreciate it.